Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live composition lesson on simple string writing for atmospheric sections in drum and bass. And I want to set the tone right away. We are not trying to write an orchestral score. We are building a controlled, wide, emotional string bed that supports drums and bass, creates mood in intros and breakdowns, and then politely gets out of the way when the drop hits. By the end of this, you'll have a three-layer string stack, low, mid, and high. You'll write a 16-bar progression that feels cinematic, but not cheesy. You'll add motion without turning it into string run chaos, and you'll process it with a modern, ENB-safe Ableton stock chain so it sits around your sub and Reese instead of fighting them. All right, let's build it. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo anywhere from 170 to 176 BPM. Pick a bass-friendly key, F minor, G minor, A minor are all great. Now create three MIDI tracks and name them. Strings low, strings mid, strings high. Then group them into a single group track called Strings Bus. That group is where we'll do the glue processing and the arrangement automation. Now, instruments. You can do this with stock Ableton only. Option A is the simple, effective approach. Waveable on each track, with a saw-based sound. You can start from an init patch. Oscillator 1 is a saw. Oscillator 2 can beat a sine or another saw turned down, just to add body. Use unison, but stay disciplined, 2 to 4 voices, low amount. We are not building a trance super saw. We are building a controlled string-like pad that becomes believable through voicing and processing. Option B is more organic, throw string one shots into simpler or sampler. But the same idea applies. Keep it subtle. In this genre, the realism often comes from the mix decisions, the reverb, and the movement. Not from having a perfect library. Now the writing. Here's the core principle. In atmospheric DNB, harmonic rhythm is slow. One chord per bar is already active. Sometimes one chord every two bars is even better. The listener's attention is mostly on texture, space, and momentum, not on fancy changes. Let's work in F minor for the examples. Progression 1. Warm liquid style. FM 9 to DB Maj 7 to EB 6 to CDM 7. Emotional, but not corny. Progression 2. Darker and more unresolved, FM add 9 to EB sus 2 to DB Maj 7 sharp 11 to EB sus 4. Suspensions do a lot of heavy lifting here. They keep it floating, like the music is leaning forward but never fully landing. Now, practical writing rule, you usually do not need full stacked chords everywhere. Root, 3rd, 7th, 9th is often enough. If you add every extension on every chord, it stops sounding deep and starts sounding busy. Now we voice it like a producer, not like a pianist. This is where most people accidentally ruin strings. They play tight block chords in one octave, like they're comping on piano. DNB wants spread voicings. Wide, minimal, stable, low layer first. On strings low, write roots only, or root plus fifth. Long notes. Keep it above your sub. In F minor, that often means sitting around A1 up to F2, depending on your bass and how heavy your drop will be. Important coach note. Write for the bass you haven't finished yet. If you already know your drop, we'll have a Reese that's aggressive in the 150 to 400 HC zone. Don't put your emotional identity in that same band. Make the low layer skeletal and let the chord meaning live higher. For example, on F minor, put F2, maybe a quiet C3 if you want that fifth. But don't build a big low stack. Your sub is king. Mid layer next. This is your emotion layer, because thirds and sevenths define chord quality. Put this around C3 to C4, roughly. So for FM9, instead of playing the whole chord, try just AB3 and AB4. That's the third and the seventh. And if it doesn't clash, maybe add the ninth. G4, lightly. Mid layer is where sad versus hopeful versus tense is decided. You can do a lot with just two notes. High layer. This is air and shimmer. Keep it around G4 up to D6. And this layer is where you add tasteful tension notes, ninths, sharp 11s, suspensions, but keep it light. Single notes, two-note dyads, maybe the very soft triad once in a while. Here's a classic DNB move. Pick one top note that persists across chord changes, a common tone. That signature note glues the whole section together and makes it feel intentional, like a scene. It also keeps the harmony sophisticated without making it complicated. Now, motion. We want movement, but we do not want virtuoso string writing. No huge runs. No constant arpeggios. In DNB, repetition is part of the hypnosis. So here is a workflow that works every time. Write a clean 4-bar loop, duplicate it to 16 bars, and then across those 16 bars, change only 3 to 5 notes total. Micro variations are your best friend. Every 2 bars, swap one extension. Maybe the high layer goes from a ninth to a root for one bar, or a sus2 becomes a sus4 briefly, then at the end of bar 4 or 8, add one very short passing tone, quiet, almost like a breath. That's enough to make the section feel alive. Also think register choreography. Your layers shouldn't all peak emotionally at the same time. You can keep the mid layer calm and stable while the high layer gets slightly more tense in bars 13 to 16. That creates lift without adding new parts. Now let's process it. We'll do light per track processing, then group processing on the strings bus. On each layer, start with a Q8, low layer, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz, depending on your bass. If your sub is huge, you might go higher than you think. The goal is not big strings, the goal is strings that survive a drop. Mid layer, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. This is how you stop your strings from stepping on the punch of snares and the body of the bass. High layer, high pass around 250 to 400 Hz. This is mostly air and texture. If it has weight, it will get in the way. If anything feels boxy, do a small dip around 300 to 600 Hz. Don't overdo it. Just make space. Next, chorus ensemble. Use ensemble mode most of the time. Amount around 10 to 25%, rate slow. This is width and smear, but controlled. The goal is lush, not wobbly. Then hybrid reverb. All or a very light shimmer vibe can work. Decay maybe 3 to 8 seconds. Intros and breakdowns can be longer, but keep it intentional. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds to keep the attack clean. And here's a big teacher note. Control perceived depth with pre-delay, not just decay. Long decay makes it huge, but pre-delay tells the ear front versus back. If you want strings to feel deep but not smear your drum texture, raise pre-delay a little and keep decay moderate. Also, low cut the reverb. This is non-negotiable in D&B. Set the reverb low cut somewhere between 200 and 500 Hz. If you don't, the reverb will generate mud and your mix will feel like a blanket. Now utility for stereo control. Low layer width. Keep it narrow, like 0 to 40%. Mid layer can sit around 80 to 120. High layer can be wider, maybe 110 to 150. But be careful, too wide can go facey. And that brings up another important habit, check mono early, not at the end. Throw a utility on the strings bus and set width to 0 for 10 seconds while the strings play. If the chord quality disappears, your width tricks are doing too much of the work. You want the harmony readable even in mono. Now, strings bus processing. This is your glue and your cinematic finish. First, glue compressor. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're not slamming it, you're just making the stack feel like one instrument. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are great. Drive 1 to 3 dB. This helps the strings feel present on smaller speakers without needing volume. Then EQ8 again, just to carve the final pocket. A gentle high pass around 120 to 200 Hz, depending on how dense everything is. And if the top is too bright, a gentle high shelf down. Then auto filter on the bus. Low pass, 12 dB slope is a solid default. This is your arrangement energy knob. You'll automate this opening into drops, and it instantly creates tension and release. Now sidechain. Even in breakdowns, you might have a hat loop, a ghost kick marker, percussion texture. Sidechain gives that modern breathing atmosphere and keeps the wah from swallowing transients. On the strings bus, add a compressor, enable sidechain, feed it from the kick or a ghost kick, ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 200 milliseconds, match to your groove. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of ducking. Subtle. You should feel it more than hear it. Now arrangement tactics. Here are some reliable ways to place this in a rolling D&B track. For a 16-bar intro, bars 1 through 8, use low and mid only, and keep the whole thing filtered. Maybe low pass around 2 to 5 kHz. Bars 9 through 16, add the high layer, add a little more reverb, and slowly open the filter. Add subtle drum textures underneath. Vinyl noise, shuffled hats, ghost rims, the strings set the world, the drums hint at motion. For a breakdown before the drop, keep the progression static, and add dissonance slightly as you approach the drop. This is where a ninth or a sus4 feels powerful. Automate reverb up, but keep the reverb low cut high. Automate width expansion. Automate the filter opening. And in the last two bars, pull out the low strings so the drop hits harder. That removal creates a vacuum that the bass fills. Here's an advanced variation that sounds expensive. Drop shadow. In the last two bars before the drop, remove the mid layer entirely, not the low. Let only the high layer and the reverb tail remain. It hollows the section out in a really eerie way. Then, right before the drop, hard cut the reverb tail by automating the reverb dry wet down quickly. The drop will sound cleaner and heavier because the space suddenly collapses. Now a couple of advanced sound design extras. If you want realism without a fancy library, you can fake bow behavior by putting an auto filter low pass on each string layer and mapping the cutoff to a macro called bow. Then automate tiny swells per bar, up slightly at the onset, down slowly. If you map velocity to filter cutoff, louder notes brighten slightly like a real bow push. It's subtle, but it makes synth strings feel played. You can add a rosin noise layer, a fourth track called rosin. Use white noise from operator, analog or a noise sample. Band pass it around 3 to 10 kHz. Keep it very quiet, sidechain it harder than the strings, and send a little to the same reverb. You'll perceive articulation and width without actually turning the strings up. And if your midrange gets cloudy, use a stock dynamic EQ workaround. Multiband dynamics on the strings bus. Focus on the midband, roughly 150 Hz to 2.5 kHz, and apply gentle downward compression. The goal is that when the strings bloom, the midrange tucks slightly, but the air stays. Let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid them immediately. Mistake 1. Too much low end in strings. If strings feel big, they're probably stealing space from your sub. High pass aggressively. Mistake 2. Piano voicings. Tight block chords in one octave sound amateur fast. Spread the voicing across low, mid, high rolls. Mistake 3. Overriding. Too many moving notes kills the hypnotic vibe. Use tiny changes. Mistake 4. Reverb without filtering. Low end in reverb becomes mud instantly. Always use reverb low cut. Mistake 5. Too wide in low mids. It collapses in mono, and your drop loses power. Keep low layer narrow and make width mostly from highs and reverb returns. Now, quick pro tip for darker or heavier DNB. One rule break note is often enough. Instead of changing chords constantly, hold the harmony stable and add one carefully chosen non-chord tone in one layer only. Like holding a quiet GB over F minor for that minor second rub. Instant dread, but controlled. This audio version is shortened for playback.